if tonight I am Elul, September 15th or whatever. So we'll be making an Eretz Hashilin and Mitzvah Shasiya. This is Eretz Hashilin is because it's sort to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos Midir Rabbanon. If it would be Midir Aisa, Eretz Hashilin wouldn't help. So Midir Rabbanon you can't buy it, only Drabbanon to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's Machlok, it's Gemara, Rabbi Chita. Rabbi says because it's for of oil, that since your preparation could be that on Friday, be that will occur. So that is matarit midaraisa, that's matarit midaraisa, and may let's all does it one, Rav Shulin makes it more chitamasanam midaraisa. And there's a basic machlokas here, if you can prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos midaraisa. So they must look in, but no matter what, you end up with an issa d'rabbanon to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So either the Erev Tefillin it's mutter. But the big marshal is can't do anything on Thursday. Only masakin that it helps for Friday, for the day before Shabbos. Not on Thursday. You can't pair on Thursday for Shabbos. Only on Friday. So now, according to Rabbah, you would have to prepare early enough it could be roi for Orchin. Because that is what's matarit midiraisa. According to Rishta, there's no such requirement because the reason it's mutar midiraisa and only on midrabbanan is because of tzarchei Shabbos nasa b'yom. So it doesn't win in the day. But the Mishaburah paskins chatchila you should be makbit rabba, meaning you should be makbit to prepare, say early in the day, that it could be roi for orchem b'di'evet. You could be lechan Rav Chisda. This reason, meaning that you go with Hista, that you could forgive them late in the day, especially when it's Yom Tov Sheni. Now, it could come out the Yom Tov Rishon, but especially it's Yom Tov Sheni, you can more make them, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, Dara Hashanah, the Pekim, right, that you don't have to need the Chathila, you don't have to sign the Chathila, and they prepare any time in the day. But the Mishnah says to mark the Chathila, although some say, if it's Yom Tov Sheni, you don't have to be so marked with, even according to the Mishnah. Okay, we're in Shayichel Amaisa in Chavis Halvavus, and we're in the Hagdam in the Psicha Hagdama, very short Hagdama. Hayoyis Komar Avoidem Yuchodem Elokim Levado. That is what this Shire is about. For Roy Yadosh and Avoyer, we're in the Hagdama still. Minyana Yichel Amaisa Elokim Shisha and Yonim, and those will be the six prokim of Shai Yichud HaMaisa. Echad Mehem Mahu Yichud HaMaisa Lelokim, to define it. Vashayni B'meyi, how do you get to it? Vashlishi Beze Maisa Chayovim Bo, which types of pu'ulos have the chiyuv of Yichud HaMaisa? Varavi Kamamine Mafsidov, what spoils it? Vachamishi Echofani Hachrikosu Min HaNefesh, how do you stay away from what spoils it? Actually, talking with Neodom in order to enable people, the Yachid Komaiso Shiyasu Lashem Hokel. Hashishi, Shianizu B'machshova, V'nishma Mimenu Umoshal Ba. A general exhortation of controlling your thoughts and your mind, your attitude. Peregrishon Abomau Yichon Amaiso Lalakim, very short peric, one sentence. Huakavono, Benire Ubenistor, intending outwardly and inwardly, inside, in Yekishkas, B'mayis HaVodos HaElokim L'shmo, La'gi El Ritzono B'lavod, Melabilti Ritzono Beruim. Your actions, you're doing mitzvahs. You're doing actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to do. So your purpose, to the definition of Yichud HaMaisa, means singularity of purpose. So the singularity of purpose is lahagi el ritzono b'levad, to do his will, milbilti ritzon haberuim, not because of beruim's will, social pressures to make some people happy. You're doing it this way, that way, to fulfill the rasson of other people. No, your only interest is to fulfill the rasson elokim. So that sounds pretty basic and simple. But as we'll see, it's not simple at all. And as we go, he'll be saying that that's a major issue in life, is that most things people do, they do for ulterior motives, not for pure motives. But we'll see about that as we go through this time. Okay.